So first up in Beatle news, Sunday, October 9th, was the late John Lennon's 71st birthday. On the same day, Paul McCartney got remarried. During the same week, Martin Scorsese's film on George Harrison premiered on HBO. So the only Beatle without any news seems to be Ringo, but I guess his job is being Mr. Ringo Starr. Meanwhile, the best college in the country, in fact, I guess it's considered to be the best college in the world, is no longer Harvard University. Nope, it's Caltech right here in Pasadena. Harvard is now number two. And it's the 50th anniversary of the Dick Van Dyke Show. So I think it's interesting to note that Richard Deacon, who played Mel Cooley on the show, was an open gay man. Isn't that interesting? Did you know that? Okay, this is the weekly news and review. I'm DJ Bennett from the Kill Radio News team. And, of course, the news is very fiery because we're now in October. This was posted by Sarah Bressler on the 11th of October, 2011. And this does concern the news of the preceding week. Three women were awarded the Nobel Peace Prize, which has not gone to a female recipient in 7 years. Liberian President Ellen Johnson Sirleaf, Liberian activist Lima Gbowee, and Tawakkal Karman of Yemen, the mother of that country's rebellion, were recognized by the Nobel Committee for their nonviolent struggle for the safety of women and for women's rights to full participation in peace-building work. Johnson Sirleaf, nicknamed the Iron Lady, was lauded by 1984 Nobel laureate Desmond Tutu, who celebrated his 80th birthday in Cape Town. Who? Johnson Sirleaf? The president of Liberia? Ooh, said Tutu. She's brought stability to a place that was going to hell. Carmen, nicknamed the Iron Woman, celebrated from a protest camp in Sana'a. This will end the dictatorship of Ali Abdullah Saleh, she said. The following day, Saleh appeared on television, calling the opposition a dark and destructive project. Three Americans won the Nobel Prize in Physics for discovering that a mysterious dark energy was constantly accelerating the universe's expansion, which would result in a phenomenon known as the Big Rip that would leave the cosmos covered in ice and completely dark. The universe will be a very, very large, but very cold and lonely place, said Charles Blue, spokesman for the American Institute of Physics. Ralph Steinman, one of three immunologists to win the Nobel Prize in Medicine, turned out to have died 3 days before the award was announced, following more than 4 years of experimenting on his own pancreatic cancer. He was impatient, said his lab director, with data and mice. Steve Jobs, co-founder of Apple, died of pancreatic cancer at the age of 56. Demand for Jobs's iconic black mock turtlenecks soared, and number I sad trended on Twitter. Comedian John Hodgman, who played the PC on the original Mac versus PC commercials, tweeted his thanks. Everything good I have done, he wrote, I have done on a Mac. In New York, an influx of college students, unions, and special interest groups joined the Occupy Wall Street protest, sparking fears that the movement is being hijacked by opportunists. Oh, gee. Most of the kids are trust fund babies. They don't need to be here, said one 40-year-old occupier. I've seen some making out, having sex. GOP presidential candidate Herman Cain suggested that the protesters were jealous of bankers. And, of course, Eric Cantor called them mobs, unruly mobs. The GOP is trying to separate themselves, and they call this class warfare. Remember, what they're calling class warfare is better known as democracy. And yeah, they are. There are people out to try to organize Occupy, but Occupy is about occupying, because that's all they can do. Nobody's going to listen to demands, but if they stand in the way, if they occupy, then they're there. You can't get them out of your way. Senate Democrats added a 5% surtax on millionaires to President Obama's $447 billion jobs bill. And Republican State Representative Rich Workman of Melbourne, Florida, filed a bill to reinstate the practice of dwarf tossing, which was banned in 1989. All that it does is prevent some dwarfs from getting jobs they would be happy to get, said Workman. Australian pop band Men at Work lost its appeal of a ruling that had found it had copied a flute riff in the song Down Under from the folk song Kookaburra Sits in the Old Gum Tree. And Tasmanian devil culls were found to be ineffective in stopping the spread of cancerous devil facial tumor disease. Scientists in France speculated that Uranus had been struck repeatedly by Earth-sized objects and looked forward to closer observation of Uranus's moons. Online retailers were criticized for selling anorexia, a sexy anorexia Halloween costume printed with a skeleton and accessorized with a measuring tape belt. If you're starving for attention, read one site's product description, this costume will be sure to put you on top of the world. The top two couples in the 12th annual North American Wife Carrying Championships in Maine won the wives' weight in beer. And the final 10 contestants in an Edinburgh World's Hottest Chili Eating Contest dropped out when they witnessed the first 10 writhe in agony and vomit after consuming a curry known as the Kismet Killer. Beverly Jones, who finished 9 spoonfuls, won the contest. Curie Kim, who was hospitalized twice afterwards, finished second. A 44-year-old woman who thought she was suffering from food poisoning in menopause discovered she had, in fact, been pregnant when she gave birth on a roadside bench in Derbyshire, England. A rare short-snouted seahorse was discovered in the Thames. Rainbow hunters captured the elusive quadruple rainbow on film. And the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service determined that Florida fairy shrimp and South Florida rainbow snakes aren't eligible for protection under the Endangered Species Act because they may not exist. An oil spill off New Zealand's Bay of Plenty threatened fairy terns, godwits, and little blue penguins, and Englishman Paul Yerch was fined £160, that's about $250, for failing to remove a set of garden gnomes from his deceased father's home before selling it. Haven't people got better things in life to do, asked Urch, than moan about a gnome? Well, thank you, Sarah. You've given us something to contemplate this week here on killradio.org and anywhere that you hear this news. Listen to my music program, The Chill Room, on Friday nights here on killradio.org. And I will be back next week when there is more news to justify my talking to you like this. Have a good one.